How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Dude, we got to talk about fish.
Okay.
We got this story had me rolling in the
You know what's funny? It's funny to say that, Anna, because I'm pulling up our prep page, right, that I prepared for the last 2 hours.
Who does prep?
What is it, though?
Our prep page. Look.
It's a what?
I mean, it's on the printer.
Oh, my God.
During the first break, we'll pick it up off the printer as we always do.
What is prep?
I'll tell you. As it says, first thing on my prep list here is...
first thing, as in, like, it's you know, numerical order. It's nice and organized.
It's probably too organized, but okay. I, you know, we always have, you know, to peel the curtain back, we always have a lot of content left on the cutting room floor at the end of the night because, you know, you call audibles and stuff like that.
Of course you do, so.
And I learned from the best, you know what I mean? You know, when I started out here, I tried to pick the brains of the people that I respect, like, you know, Seth Kushner taught me, you know, how he kind of does things.
How he preps?
Yeah, but everybody has their own style. You could kind of get your idea of how the people respect do it, but you're going to end up falling into your own kind of pattern.
Of course.
As long as it works for you and your show, that's what matters. But I do a prep page, and you know what we'll do? We'll tweet out a picture of it after the show's over because I don't want to ruin, any spoilers, you know what I'm saying?
You're so
good, bro. Shove all in.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't want to
spoil. It's going to hurt.
Keep shoving.
What are you talking about? I'm just saying. So, I'm just kidding. This is very playful, by the way. Yeah. But yeah, the first thing on the list is rape fish.
And excuse me?
Rape fish?
I'm sorry, what?
Please don't say it again.
My son is a fitness buff. I don't know if I've told you guys this.
I like how you start with my son.
My son.
Yes.
My child.
Yeah.
My boy.
Yeah, he's looking real good, man.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yeah. Carmen said like a year ago she was going to bang him when he turned 18. Like 2 years
ago. No, he wasn't bangable then, but he is now.
Exactly. Yeah. He was still a fat kid then. he has lost 70 pounds.
70 total?
70 pounds in 6 months. The kid just runs and works out all day long. Once he decided he wasn't going to play football competitively anymore, he said, I'm not going to be an offensive lineman. I'm not playing football in college. I'm focusing on my academics. I want to be a doctor. He's like, I can't beat this 300-pound lineman anymore. He just started running and going to the gym and just eating right. I brought home Girl Scout cookies. He won't even look at them.
Did he want to play offensive line or?
Well, yeah, because that's what he was always good at. Growing up, he was a tackle. Just a shutdown, just pancake blocking, big, strong, always biggest kid on the team kind of kid, you know?
Because he looks like an All-American quarterback now.
Now he does, or a tight end, you know, something, you know, somebody fast and agile, because now he weighs 215 pounds. He's 6'6", and he is now his goal is to have abs in the next 2 months, so he's working out like crazy.
Have you ever seen your own abs?
Well, I see them all the time. Just
no, the muscle underneath
him.
Oh, you know.
I'm just saying, mine are kind of like, mine's like a
convex
dome.
Convex, yeah, no.
Mine looks like the outside of the old Georgia Dome. Mm. But I come home today, and he's got, like, a Ziploc bag with grouper. Now, I know we didn't purchase grouper, and this looked like homemade, home-caught, home-filleted grouper.
Sure.
Like, I used to have a neighbor years ago that went fishing all the time, and he would catch so much fish, he would just bring me fish. And that's how you make good friends with the fat guy. And he was like, hey, man, I got extra fish. You want some? I'm like, yeah, bitch, I do want extra fish. But he's my neighbor. He's my friend. I trust him. My son's got a Ziploc bag full of grouper. I'm like, where'd you get that at? A guy at the gym gave me some grouper. I go, hold on now. I need to know more about grouper guy, right? And he goes, I go, how old is this guy? Oh, he's in his 30s. I go, you're a boy. You're still 17 years old. You're a child. Why is a grown man giving kids fish? Why is that sentence ever coming out of my mouth? And then he says... Oh, he gives everybody fish. That don't make it better.
That's actually worse.
That makes it worse.
That's so much worse. What's your concern?
I don't know fish man. I don't know his motives. I don't know what he's doing to the fish. Is he ball-mopping this fish and getting a giggle out of it?
I want to know how he approached Zane. Like, what was his technique?
Yeah, he wants some fish. Me
Zane.
Me
You know, was he like eating his lunch or something? And then he was like, you know, I'm not going to finish this. You want some?
You want some of this fish?
Has he been scoping out my son, preparing this fish rape scenario? Has he been looking at him as he's working the leg press and going, I noticed you were eating a Lunchable today?
Now, in my mind, I was hoping that he was going to, you know, just pull it out of his duffel bag and just have one bag of fish that he gave to your son. Hey, you know what you want? Some fish. And he just pulled out just one.
Yeah.
And he gives it to your son and your son takes it. I hope that's how it went down.
No, I want to know more about this guy. Is he like the most buff guy in the place? And then everybody's like, oh man, Chad's like the best. And he's like, how do you do
it,
Chad?
His name would be Chad.
How do you do it, Chad? And he's like, I eat a lot of grouper. What? Where do you get grouper?
Yeah, I got some extra guys.
Or does he look like a carny?
I doubt he looks like.
You never know, dude.
I promise you.
What gym does he go to? You fit?
Yeah.
Yeah, he could be a carny.
I don't know.
But he starts frying it up in the middle of the kitchen.
What does it smell like?
Like
a dirty gym bag.
Dirty, yes. Gym bag, no. Part of someone's body part, yes.
No, not
a man. Come on! It's a family program. So,
hey,
it's not the word you use in the prod room.
Well, the prod room is
prod room. It's where prep
happens. You're like, this smells like a dirty.
No.
Prod
room is Fight Club. What happens in there we don't talk about?
Yes, we do.
Oh, boy. So.
This ain't Vegas, bro. This is radio.
Look, the prod room is where we prep. So I had so many questions. And, like, I just bombarded them. Now I'm interrogating my son over fish. You know, and Leah, my girlfriend, she's sitting on the couch, you know. She's watching this whole thing go down. She's laughing. She's confused. She also has questions. You know, I'm making solid points my son can't defend. He thinks I'm being overreacting. Yeah. He's like, what? I don't understand the deal. I go, look, what if he gave you, let's say he gave you other stuff, like that wasn't fish. Like
some sort of powder.
Or AIDS.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, there's some crazy people out there, and we are also in the state of Florida, which makes the situation worse.
Yes.
Crazies.
Yeah. You know what I want to do? I want to create a fake, like, news story that's like...
Show your son a lesson.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, Fishman has been... crazy fish rape man's been drugging people slowly and raping them in bathrooms and gyms over the last 5 years.
Bring fake book back.
No, we're good. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. So, yeah, he stanks up our whole house with this grouper that he, now my son thinks he's goddamn Bobby Flay, right? And he's in there cooking up grouper that this 30.
And you let him eat it?
What am I going to do? He's 6'6".
Slap it out of his hand.
I can't reach
be
that
a
high.
Dad.
I want to.
You got to be an involved parent.
Tell him you saw it move.
I said something to him, right? He said something about, you're really getting on my nerves. And I said, dude, I'll whip your ass. He goes, I don't think you can. I go, what's a lose-lose for you? Because here's how it goes down. If we ever do go fisticuffs, you can't win. Because if you beat my ass, and on paper, you should, you just beat up an old 45-year-old man on blood thinners. Are you really winning? No. Now you're a horrible human.
So he's like balls in the last punch-out.
But if I kick your ass, and I might, because I am clinically insane.
And you're pissed.
And I'm mad. And I have a genetic ownership. You know what I mean? Like, I'm your father, alpha male. Now you got your ass whooped by a 45-year-old guy on blood thinners. Where's all your working out now, big boy? You know what I mean? You can't win. You can't win this fight. But I need to know more about Fishman. I need to know more. Now, it's been the first thing on my mind. I have so much to talk about tonight, and I can't stop thinking about Fishman. I just can't. Randy, you're on the Johnny B Show.
Hey, man. Hey, I love you guys' show. I used to go fishing every morning before work when I lived in Cape Coral.
Mm-hmm.
And I would catch 3, 4, 5 snook, clean them up, throw them on ice, pack them in milk. Okay, now I was never as creepy as Fishman.
I say, you take them to the gym and hand it out to all the kids?
Yeah, right. No, I never did that stuff. But my oldest boy is 14. So I would I'd hand it out to his friends and stuff that want to fish, but
still makes it weird.
I used to catch some good fish like that.
You can't hand food out to kids. It's weird. You look like a pescatarian Pied Piper, like you're leading them into your basement to do weird stuff to them with fish. You just can't do it.
Right? No, No, I am super overprotective too. So it was only the people that I knew or my kids knew, and he'd be like, "Hey, Dad, blah blah blah." I'd be like, okay, cool. But yeah, no,
I got you.
This guy's weird.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. I appreciate it, buddy.
Later, guys.
All right, later.